Rambling Horror Stories episode number 3. Today is the 27th of March 2023, and I'm your host, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, The Haunting of the House of Marley. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. This article tells the story of a house that is haunted by the ghost of a man named Jacob Marley. Jacob Marley warns the miser Ebenezer Scrooge that he will be punished for his greed, and three ghosts visit Scrooge during Christmas to show him the error of his ways.
Dash. In The Haunting of the House of Marley, this classic story is given a modern twist. A podcast follows the Marley family as they investigate their own haunting, which has been made more intense by their presence in an old stone farmhouse. This is reminiscent of the Amityville Horror and the Hill House series, two of the most famous haunted house stories ever told. The podcast's biggest scene stealers are Dick and Eve, the couple at the center of the story, and their dog man form though. They are devoted to each other and to solving the mystery behind their family's plight. The Haunting of the House of Marley is one of the most widely read stories and has been viewed hundreds of millions of times. It is a supernatural story that loved scenes include ghosts, floating lights, and a dark past. Accounts from night to day at Las Lágrimas Dark are deftly woven together to give us insight into our history. Replay at the site of the old house at certain times can offer further clues to this haunting story. The notorious home of Ghost Daddy Marley has become an attraction in its own right, leading his friend to the isolated Las Lágrimas. How heavy chains and a vape cloud can be seen in the courtyard, disappearing as quickly as they appeared. Making a big show of it all, Athens is the site for this mystery which has been drawing visitors from around the world for years. The Haunting of the House of Marley is a timeless classic, and its eerie story never gets old. The tale begins with Jacob Marley, a man who has come to do penance for the sins he committed in life. He meets an apparition who tells him that his old friend Ebenezer Scrooge is in need of help. So Marley procures a writing desk and brings it to Scrooge's house. As soon as Scrooge sits down at the desk, a ghost with a hipster beard appears before him, telling him that three spirits will be visiting him later in the night. Scrooge finds himself in an unexpected situation when his old friend Athens comes to visit for a study session. Suddenly, another old dude bursts into the room and offers his appearance as one of the three spirits that were prophesied earlier. His name is Jacob Marley and he was the sole executor of Ebenezer Scrooge's will. Jacob Marley was a miser like Ebenezer and had been known to practice misanthropy, or extreme hatred of mankind. He tells Ebenezer that he has been visited by three ghosts who would appear to him in order to show him the consequences of his miserliness and misanthropy. Jacob also reveals that he was once Ebenezer's friend, but now his only friend is death. His sole mourner will be the grave. The story of The Haunting of the House of Marley is a prequel to Charles Dickens' famous novel, A Christmas Carol. It follows the story of a family of misers, headed by the Whiteheads, who share a similar fate to that of Jacob Marley. They are visited by supernatural visitors from beyond the grave, just as Jacob Marley was visited by three ghosts in Dickens' novel. These visitors provide intercession for the Whiteheads, much like Jacob Marley provided for Ebenezer Scrooge. However, unlike Scrooge, these misers will not share their wealth with those in need and will not share any of their possessions with anyone else, including Jacob Marley. The House of Marley, left to Ebenezer by her eccentric grandfather, is said to be haunted by spirits. Ebenezer is determined to find out what happened in her eccentric grandfather's house and why it was left this way. Ebenezer soon discovers that her eccentric grandfather had worked as an accountant in Scrooge's counting house and had been a miserly man who saved every penny he made. He had no true moral compass and he did not think of the consequences of his actions until it was too late. In an effort to save every penny, he ended up owing large debts which were passed on to Ebenezer after he died. The House of Marley is said to be haunted by the spirits of those who have suffered due to Ebenezer's grandfather's greed and misership. Suburban middle-class respectability was something Ebenezer was determined to maintain, so he got a companion to help him. His muscular half-brother Lou Ann was the perfect companion as she had a way with animals and especially dogs. Imagine 75 pounds of pit bull hurtling through the air at top speed and you have Lou Anne's mean dog. Lou Anne is the housekeeper for the House of Marley and is always seen holding a leash, trying to keep her dog from chasing horses in the pasture.
The House of Marley is an old, eerie-looking estate that has been in existence for generations. This location has seen many strange occurrences, including supernatural events. One such event was when a ghostly figure appeared in front of Lou Anne and seemed to be yelling at her. She screamed and ran away, but the figure continued to haunt her until she completed a transaction with it. The ghost hosts of the House of Marley were just one part of our investments in the various small theater settings that made up the Olympic Theater. We dedicated our lives to helping patrons experience the theater arts and performed vignettes throughout the life of the Arts Center. Our small groups brought people together in a shared journey that lasted over a long run and ended up at the center building.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ken and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Rambling Horror Stories and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.